Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper. John, I've heard the gospel described as a tightrope. On one side, we fall off into legalism. On the other is license. Man-made righteousness, anything goes. As you look through church history and up through today, is either one of them more common than the other?
I would say globally, license is more common than legalism. I mean, I say that just because sin and doing what we want to do is the way we're wired. The only time we become legalists is when that inveterate, self-gratifying, self-determining, self-oriented desire becomes legalistic is when we bump up against rules and religion, and then we say, well, I guess to save my skin, I better start performing this or that or the other, and then license takes the form of legalism because we're now doing our self-designed salvation. And there are, of course, major religions in the world, but I would say probably more common, more human, is I'm going to get my pleasure the way I want. And then for some of us, we've bounded that around with rules and religions so that we better shape up our act and do some rule obeying here in order to save our skins and keep God off our back. So both are huge. Both are prevalent. Maybe there have been seasons for cultures where one outdoes the other. Both are deadly. I don't want to make licentiousness the worst sin. In fact, Jesus seems to have the hardest words for Pharisees, not prostitutes, because the Pharisees knew so much, pretended so much, and were so rotten on the inside. So legalism and strivings religiously and morally didn't make them less evil for Jesus. It made them more evil.
And in fact, if we want to understand the seriousness of the error of legalism also, Paul uses some rather forceful language to emphasize his displeasure with the legalists of his day, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Those who are trying to be completed in the flesh, they don't understand where they've come from. They don't understand the Holy Spirit. They nullify the cross. If we try to begin by trusting Jesus like a little child and then move on to rule-keeping as the way to be right with God, we will undermine the very meaning of grace and the meaning of the cross. We must by faith get saved, and by faith stay saved, and by faith do the will of God while we are saved. But it's not the doing that replaces the faith. It's little childlike dependence upon God.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.